friends, welcome back. It's time to get ready for another episode of the Tipsy Teacher Podcast. If you ever find yourself laughing at your own stories from your day in the classroom while your non-teacher friends stare blankly in disbelief, then you're in the right place. On today's podcast, we will be discussing all there is to know about the life of a teacher comedian or a comedian teacher. Well, let's find out which one it is. Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Tipsy Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Kind Vine Teacher Wines, the wine that fuels and funds teachers. If you tune in until the end of this podcast, we have a discount code waiting just for you and your next online order at teacherwines.com. We are so glad that you are back and super excited to laugh, vent, and entertain you and our hardworking teachers out there. Now it is time for you to sit back and relax. So, I'm really excited today. We have Leslie from Leslie B Comedy. Do you say it like that?
That's Rob Comedy. Leslie B Comedy. That's funny, though.
I love it. Yes. And so, I actually met Leslie.
Yes!
The Board Teachers Comedy Tour when she was in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And it was, you don't know anything about this, Leslie. So, let me tell you how I ended up at that comedy show. So I went alone. I can't believe I did that.
I had friends with you.
I did. I found them afterwards because I realized they were also there, but I went alone. I bought a ticket. I sat alone. I don't even eat at Chipotle alone. I don't do anything alone. I am a social creature. I need humans. I love humans.
Yeah.
Every person. That's why I have a podcast. I love talking to people, meeting people, all of it. So anyway, I went alone. I got a double of their red blend that they were selling, and it was literally in a plastic Dixie cup. It was huge. They put a lid on it for me. So I'm just sitting there living my best life, and it was, first off, great show, okay? And so then I see my friends. I'm like, oh my God, I knew you. That was my intern. My intern was there, and I was like, oh, I knew you.
So I texted her.
It worked out perfectly. And they were like, well, we have VIP meet and greets for after the show. And I was like, well, I snuck in a lot of wine. So I would love.
Yeah, we were grateful for that.
I was like, I would love to gift this wine, but I don't have the VIP thing. So I think there was an intermission or maybe before I went to the window and I was like, can I buy these VIP passes? And they're like, no, they're all sold out. And I was like, okay, well, I gotta go back.
I gotta get back there.
I can't not. So I had this reusable bag with all the wine in it, and everybody had these necklaces on. So I took my bag and I put it close to where the necklace was. And I held my jacket in the other hand so it looked like I had straps, but they couldn't see the tag.
You are genius.
I am confessing all of my sins right now.
I love it.
I'm going to have board teachers going to send me an email and be like, you owe us. You back pay. We are collecting back
pay. We were happy to have you. You gifted us. The amount of wine that you donated was enough to equate to the price of the ticket. The
price of the VIP pass. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, I don't do that either. So I don't go to things alone and I don't break the rules. And so I was like,
so you're like, I'm just going to do it all. Tonight is going to be a free for all.
It was whatever. It was The Purge or whatever that movie is that I never watched. Oh. I also can't watch scary movies. Yeah. So that's pretty much what happened for me that night. And it was awesome getting to meet you guys and how appreciative you were of the wine. It was I don't know. It was so fun. It made me think maybe I could do this. I could do this alone.
Yeah.
People go to Broadway shows all the time alone.
Oh, gosh,
Yeah.
I do stuff alone all the time. I'll go to the movies alone. I'll go out to dinner alone.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm the kind of person that wants to tell a story afterwards, and if nobody was there.
Well, hey, I could come up with some crazy things of me doing stuff by myself.
Okay.
So I get it. You can definitely mix it up and have some stories when you're done.
Hey, everyone, mm-hmm. This happened. I promise it did. Here's a photo.
Exactly.
God. So that's who Leslie is to me, is aww. Some amazing person that I met backstage at a show that I wasn't supposed to be at, and also at a thing I wasn't supposed to go to. So thanks for no one noticing that. Also, everybody took their necklaces off when they went to take pictures with you guys.
So there you go. So you just happened to take yours off and put it in the reusable bag with the wine.
Yeah. It was
That's how that went down.
It was stellar. There were a lot of security guards.
Yeah.
So many.
Oh, it was awesome.
So many. I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
Next checkpoint. I'm just going to talk to my friends. And the fact, like, with the wine off. Too, like getting the wine in, there's like metal detectors. I was not.
Yeah, it's next level.
Yeah, I was like,
this we're going back to Baltimore this year too, so.
Oh, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Is it the same group or you guys do different groups?
Different group. Yeah. I think it's a different group. Yeah.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
So fun. All right. So that's who you are to me, but tell everybody who you are. Like, if you were to describe yourself, go.
Okay. So I am a teacher, a high school teacher, a comedian, and maybe a speaker, something like that. I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
Just a person. I just love bringing people joy and just being a light to people and having fun. That's just my jam. So, yeah, that's just me in a nutshell, I guess you could say.
I love that. Okay, mm-hmm. So high school teacher
mm-hmm.
in Canada.
When in Canada?
You said you're Canadian.
No.
You're not. What did you say?
What?
You said comedian. It sounded like you said you were Canadian. I was like, okay, I didn't know she was.
You're like, wow. You're like, I've gotten coming in international now.
I'm like, oh my God, she took the wine to Canada. That's legal.
That's law. Like, this went from like breaking and entering to smuggling.
I broke way too many laws in that one day.
In one sitting.
Oh God. Oh, or she's not Canadian, guys. Oh, she's a comedian.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh, I'm sweating.
That's hilarious. You're like Canadian. You're like, as I'm talking, she's just a Canadian.
And like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to end this podcast right now.
Legit.
Okay. The one thing that I really needed to clear up about your, what is it called? It's not a skit. Is that a skit? What is it? Your set. That's the word.
I do skits on social media.
Okay. Yes. Your set is that you drive the school bus.
Girl, yeah. In addition to teaching, I drive that school bus.
I'm floored. I was floored sitting there alone. I looked at my friend who I didn't know to my right, my friend who I didn't know to my left. I was like, someone.
Yeah.
Someone be shook. Like, I was, what?
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, I needed a part-time job, so I might as well do something I'm already there for. And driving the bus, there was a shortage. It works.
I can't believe that, like, worked out, though.
I know. Like, I mean, it worked out perfectly.
You just left the bus at school.
Legit. Well, initially, it was like, my principal was like, okay, well, are you going to be on school on time? But, of course, like, I'm getting there outside of contract hours, so mm-hmm. I had to get special permission. Because, like, yeah, okay, I would still beat the kids there.
Yeah.
Because, hello, I'm driving them there. So I would beat the kids there, but, like, at the same time, I was past contract hour.
Yeah, you're like, wait, let me park. Everyone stay in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that is wild. I came home and I told my husband.
Yeah, no, that's what I do.
She drives the school bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's like, nah, she's just saying that. I was like, she's not. She's not just saying that. Her story was, like, super, yeah. No.
I can show you my bus keys.
So do you just still ride the bus? Oh my God. So yeah. That's still happening.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's still going down. And like I told my kids this year, because we've been doing a lot of field trips because, you know, field trips are so expensive, but because I'm driving the bus, it's cheaper. So it's like, think of me as Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus, the black bus advert.
Yes. I was like, that's you're the black Miss Frizzle.
Legit. I am Miss Frizzle. Legit.
That is amazing. We got to get you a lizard.
exactly.
There's no way that this
exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, how long have you been a teacher?
I have been teaching. This is my 16th year of teaching.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And when did you start doing? When did you start being a Canadian? No, I'm just kidding. When did you start?
Just tonight. The one night only type of thing.
Well, I'm Justin Bieber asking for some advice.
Legit.
But when did you start doing all the comedy stuff? When did that, like, settle in?
Honestly, like, I was doing, like, comedy, clean comedy for a few years. And then I, you know, like, they always say it's better if you focus on, like, a niche or a target market. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know what that was for me. And then I started doing teacher comedy randomly in August of 2022, I think. And then literally just blossomed from there. So,
okay, so recent.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been doing stand-up comedy for a long time, but not necessarily teacher comedy. I just, like, tried the teacher comedy and it blew up. So I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you have tons of content. Like, you have...
Oh, my gosh. Living it. Endless material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, when you think about it that way, it makes the day go by just so much better.
So much easier, because I'm like, let me... Oh. Video idea.
This is for research.
Legit. It's marketing.
Oh my gosh. I love it. So did you do any trainings or anything like that? You just kind of like...
No, I just... I guess you could say self-taught, if that's a thing in comedy world.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. Yeah. That's so awesome. Yeah. So then how did you end up working with the board teachers?
Well, when I started doing comedy, I did clean comedy. And one of the girls who I was friends with had met another girl at a clean comedy challenge. And she introduced me to her. And it just so happened that she got a spot on board teachers and introduced me to board teachers.
Wow. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, just like in the school system, it's who you know.
It's who you know. It's networking.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
That's what it came down to.
Okay. So what would you say is the hardest part about doing the comedy and also being a teacher and also being a bus driver?
The time off.
Yeah. None.
Because it's not a matter of getting the gigs. It's a matter of getting the time off to do the gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of teachers leave.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do
that.
Yeah,
and so, like, the time off, like, especially with us as having, like, such, you know, it's not like a normal job where we have PTO and we can take mm-hmm. off as many days as we want to. After those personal days are up, and that's a wrap, because I tried to use sick days a couple times and I got caught. So that can't be a thing. So it's either take, you know, after my 3 personal days, it's leave without pay. So I'm like, let's make sure these gigs are going to even out to a day's work.
Yeah. Well, and that's the hardest part, really, is, mm-hmm. I mean, it's same with the wine festivals. Like, we have tons that are on Fridays, and I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, that's hard. Especially when that's, like, going to be your, like, best bet is to go then, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll make way more money at a wine festival than I'll teach.
Same with comedy.
Yeah. Same with comedy. Exactly. But you don't want to leave, right?
Well, like, and I don't want to, like, piss off anybody, because I don't want to risk losing my job, because I need my teaching job.
Yes. The teaching job is the
bread and butter,
the base, right? Like, legit. That's where retirement is.
That's how we eat.
Our benefits, all the health insurance, the best health insurance. Yeah. So, no, I
and
get
then
that.
Some.
Well, what would you say is your favorite part, though?
Of comedy?
Yeah.
Is like getting to love on the teachers. It's so much fun to see everybody just relax and have a good time and make them laugh. I just love bringing, like I always say, bringing joy to people. I like leaving people better than I found them.
Yes. I totally agree with that. I went, my first ever like teacher comedy experience was we went to the Hippodrome and saw Eddie B.
Do you remember
him? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great, but we were so far up that the speakers back there were like lagging. So people were laughing in the pit. And we were like, what did he say?
Like, what
like
we
say? Couldn't hear him because they were laughing. And our speakers were, oh my God, it was like, but it was it was just so fun though. Like before and even like during just like seeing teachers being happy. Like it's something that you, unfortunately, you don't see all day. Like,
and just having fun, like letting your hair down and not having to be on, you know?
Yeah. Well, and when they did like music before, like throwback jams, and these teachers are like dancing in the aisles.
Oh, I
like,
love it.
Like nothing had even started yet.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I saw Mr. D. When was that? It was like 2021, like right after COVID. We still had to wear a mask. That was like bummer. But
oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm, yep. And then you guys. So it was just, it's fun. And it's always the same environment. It's like a party. It's almost like what I imagine spring break would be like if we all like went on a trip together.
Yeah, exactly. It would be fun.
Yes, agreed. Let's plan a spring break.
Legit.
Well, wait, don't you guys have a cruise or something? Doesn't board teachers have like a spring
break?
Well,
I think, I don't know much about that side of things. I think they were trying to do it. I don't know if it ever went through or if they decided or what. I know they were trying to do it. I don't know if they did it or not.
I saw like a Facebook
like an ad or something. Yeah, I talked to my saw the same thing, but I didn't know if they actually went through with it or not.
Yeah, I talked to my my co-founder, my co-owner. I was like, "Can we afford this? This is a business expense."
Yeah.
I need to go. And he was like, I mean, we can look at it. I was like, oh my God, shut up. I love that. But I don't think I can bring wine on a cruise. So
yeah, you're like, that'd be nice.
I'll be like, I pinky promise you that at the port when we get back, I have a present.
Yeah, you're like, listen, let's meet there at the port.
This Listerine bottle is actually wine.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Okay, so then. What is the craziest thing that's ever happened at one of your comedy shows?
The craziest thing, man. I don't know. Like,
have you ever gotten a weird gift, or am I the only one that's given a gift?
Well, like, we've gotten gifts before, but it's not like to the extent where it was like anything like insane. The problem,
yeah.
Well, the thing is the people who get crazy, like, you know, so they're all like, hey, tipsy, just like here. Yeah. And so you get like these people who are just like overly like touchy feely. It's weird. Those are the ones that you get that are like, hey, let's a hug is one thing, but it's like, oh my God. And you're like, oh, I just, and then one lady like burst into tears. I guess she was just, it's an emotional situation. But she hugged me and she was just like, I just want to thank you so much. And I'm like,
okay. I don't know what to do.
That was not expected. So it's just that shift in emotion.
Yeah, that's okay. Like, that's intense. That's happened at parent teacher conferences, but never like.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're you know, like, I don't know about you, but like, if you get like, it depends on the type of alcohol, but then you get like to the point where you're like, everything is so, you know, you feel every emotion under the sun. Maybe that was the case.
I get everything's so wonderful. Emotion. Oh man, she was definitely having a moment.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if this is, I don't know if you're allowed to say this one, but what's your favorite show that you've ever done?
My favorite show that I've ever done was, I think it was in Poughkeepsie. Was it Poughkeepsie? No, not Poughkeepsie. Peekskill, New York. And it was this huge theater. It was gorgeous.
Ooh.
And so for me, that was like the first time I've ever been on a, like, huge stage like that, like me, somebody like me and something like that, like what? Aww. Like it was mind-blowing for me, like,
yeah,
I didn't feel worthy, like it's just amazing.
Well, you are.
Oh, thank you. I deal with that a lot, is insecurity and self-esteem when it comes to stuff, because you know, like with social media, the followers make you think like,
yeah,
well, I don't know as many followers as that person. That's better than me. You know how it is.
Oh yeah. Well, and also you're just like, well, it sounds like it happened very fast for you too. Like you started doing teacher comedy 2 years ago.
I know. That's what somebody else said. They were like, oh, what's the problem?
Yeah. Like it doesn't matter. You've been a teacher for years, but then like you started buckling like up and doing this and now you're on this huge stage. So I could see where you'd be like, how did I get here? Whoa.
What
happened so fast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. I love that.
Yeah. It was a blessing.
All right, now I need you to describe to me, step by step in grave detail,
okay,
the day after a show when you have to teach.
Oh my gosh,
what is that like,
girl? It is insane because sometimes the flights are delayed. So like, I would expect to get home like on like 4 or 5 on a Sunday PM, and it's like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, well, you know how we are. Let's be for real. We like fly by the seat of our pants, lesson plan wise.
Yes.
And so then I'm like, oh, it's okay. I'm getting home at like 4 or 5 o'clock. I'll figure it out. No. And then you're like, literally, like, you get home and you're like, I gotta stay functional enough to figure out what I'm. Nope. I'm going to sleep.
Sometimes.
And you get up and you go to school and you get there and you're like, so kids, today we're gonna do. And you just make it up.
We're gonna talk about our feelings first. And right now I'm feeling overwhelmed.
Legit. You just make it up. And that's the best part about teaching is it's like sometimes like because I've done it so long I can like pull something out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's hard and exhausted. Like caffeine needed times 100.
It's like it's like a hangover. Like,
yeah, legit. Legit. And not the good kind.
No, like you didn't even get to be drunk. Like, your heart is just, I can imagine being like, I can't afford the Wi-Fi on the plane because I'm a teacher, but I need to plan my lesson for tomorrow, and tomorrow's in 6 hours.
Legit. Legit.
Oh, man. Do the kids know that you're a comedian?
Yeah, oh yeah, they do. Some of them follow me, which I'm like, get off my page.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure they found you.
Yeah.
And they probably know, like, when you're talking about them. They're like,
well, and the thing is, you would think, but they don't. They actually prefer that I would, and I won't. They were like, come on, Miss Rob, you can use this. You can use this. No, I can't use that.
Like, wait, watch this dance I do.
Exactly. Or they'll try to, like, do a TikTok with me. I'm like, yeah, no, not getting fired for you.
No, no, not getting fired for you. And like you said, the followers.
Legit.
There are some people out there that are hating that. Legit. Like, don't.
Exactly.
Like, don't say names. That. Don't show faces. Don't even show their shoes.
Like, no, I'm like, look, screw that. I did a video with my kids one time. It was for this, like, cancer support thing. It was like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, this is innocent. Nope. Smack on the hand from my district.
From your admin?
Yeah, from district. Not even admin. District. Above admin. The district saw it. I'm like, can you people stop following me? But apparently, like, a lot of the people, because our district did a big shift and changeover, a lot of them were teachers that followed me. But now they were the district office. So I'm like, can you unfollow me?
Please? Nice. This is inappropriate now.
Hold you. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you just, I mean, it's like, I don't know how to describe it other than there are Facebook pages for car seats. And there are two types of people in this world. The people who go to the Facebook page to see if the car seat's okay, and the people who go to the Facebook page to rip you a new one because a strap is loose or the padding is off. And I'm just like, these people, and same as on Instagram, like, you could get crickets mm-hmm. in the comment section, or people who are like, well, I can see Dante's shoelace in this one. His mom would not be happy. And you're like, oh my freaking God.
100%. And you know, and that's why, like, a lot of times we're on edge. A lot of us that are teacher comedians are always talking about how we're on edge because,
yeah,
like, dude, it's like, what do we post? What do we not post? Because it's like, is this going to be offensive? Is this you overthink mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm. I always think about that when you guys are on stage, and I'm like, I wonder, like, if this kid knows that the story is about them. Like,
yeah. Oh, you know what? I can tell you the craziest thing ever happened in the show.
Okay.
I got it. Okay, so I did a show locally in my district. Uh-huh. And I brought in, like, you know, and one of the other teacher comics with me, and yeah, we did a show locally. So I'm telling these jokes I've told 100 times on a board teacher stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not 100 times, let's be for real. I've done, like, maybe however many board teacher shows I did. Anyway, so I'm telling this story, and then I say something about, like, this joke I talk about when I was driving the bus. Well, the lady from transportation is in the audience and stops me after, and she's like, I was the person who took that call. That was you. And I was like, oh, that parent complaint. Oh, yeah, that was.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was the guy's name who's on the bus. And I'm I take that to my grave.
Legit. She was like, that I took that call. But here's the thing. Here's the ticker. That joke, I made up that part of it.
The name?
I made up the part where I called in transportation. I made that part up. So the fact that she said she was the person that took the call, I was like,
oh my God.
It made it that much funnier because I was like, lady, that part never happened.
Like, either you're lying,
like,
or someone called and you covered it up. Like, what?
Yeah. It's weird. It was weird because I made that part up and she's like, that was me. I took that call. And I was like, no, you couldn't have because I never did the call.
I was going to say, what did you say? Because I feel like I would have been so scared in that moment that I was in trouble that I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, the thing is, it's like I knew she was lying. So I was like, oh, you know, that awkward, like, okay, that's funny.
Was it like a meet and greet so there's other people there? And you're like, actually, that joke is a fucking lie.
Yeah. So I wanted to be, but I was like, okay, I was like, don't do it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Funny?
Yeah. No, that, so. There's some people that like to tell stories, you know, like,
woo-hoo,
and like to feel important.
Yeah, that, now that was the funniest one, because I was like, what? I never really did that. That was a joke. Anyway.
I didn't get in trouble for anything. What are you
talking exactly
about?
Not that
great bus driver.
I'm all about in trouble, but for not that part.
This is how it goes. My skill set. Bus driver, comedian teacher.
Exactly. Let's go with
Don't knock my main skill.
Yeah, in that order.
I freaking love it. Yeah, no, definitely. Wow, no, that's crazy. Yeah,
people, so glad you shared that one.
All right. So I know I usually have a news section, but I was telling Leslie before we started this that the news is dirty today. So
you're like, yeah, no.
It done did the teachers dirty today, so I'm not going to share it because it's just not good. There's literally no fun news for teachers.
Besides exactly. That
they're leaving and they're not making enough money. There's like so many states now that are falling below the national average. I'm like, well, the national average has to also be falling then if five states are falling below the national average.
Well, like, yeah.
Hashtag math. Look at me. Pre-K teacher doing math. Like, I'm just baffled by these news stories. So we're gonna skip and we're gonna do a game, and I did this game before with the Trendy Senorita, and basically I'm gonna play the beginning of a song. All I've been listening to is Wicked, so I cried today when the trailer came out. I was just losing my mind over Wicked today, but anyway.
Oh my gosh, I love Wicked though. I love Wicked.
Did you see the trailer?
No.
It came out for the movie.
Okay, I didn't know there was a movie. I thought you were talking about Broadway.
No, they made a movie.
Shut up.
You're gonna freaking die.
I'm so excited.
I'm gonna cry just thinking about it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. No, for real.
It comes out Thanksgiving.
Oh, good grief.
I shouldn't have told you. I should have waited another 6 months.
Well,
yay! Mom was like, why is she mad at the wizard? And I was like, well, I don't want to ruin the movie for you, so I'm not going to tell you, but...
Until November.
Yeah, and she was like, it doesn't come out till Thanksgiving, Mom. I don't want to wait that long. I was like, me neither.
She's like, so, I guess we're waiting together.
Yeah, but Ariana Grande is Galinda.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Watch the trailer. We'll end this really quick, guys, so that Leslie can watch the trailer afterwards.
Yeah, now I'm going to go watch the trailer.
That's like all my... I'm going into my Apple Music to try to search the songs. It's just like, Wicked, Wicked, Wicked.
Aww.
I'm just pumped. I'm so pumped.
You're preparing yourself.
Yesterday they did a trailer for the trailer release today, and the trailer for the trailer was like them accepting their roles, and like the girls, like the girl, the actress who's playing, what's her name? The green witch.
Oh, the witch. Yeah.
She has a really crazy name. I can't remember it.
Yeah, me either.
Anyway, she was crying, and then when they go to Ariana Grande, she's like, I'll take good care of Glinda, I promise. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it was beautiful. Anyway, I digress.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, no, it was big for me today. I'm like,
yeah, you're like, look, I'm just saying.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I think if I click it and put it here, it'll... Last time I accidentally did it this way, I was like, you don't peek. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let me turn it up just in case it turned down. I'm on mommy mode and I'm like, you can't look at my phone.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
All right. Here we go. First song. Oh, I got a text message. I'm in a group chat. This could be bad. Oh, God.
Do I guess immediately?
Yeah, you should guess before my friends text back.
Okay.
Okay, here I go.
Is it ABC? Is it Jackson 5 ABC?
It's Jackson 5. Okay, that's not it. It's Jackson 5. I want you back. I want you back.
Oh, man.
You got it. That's half credit.
Half credit.
You know what? 75%.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's passing.
Kids will take 60 as long as it's passing.
Yeah. Yes. C's get degrees, Leslie.
Legit.
Oh, no. No one was texting in this group chat until I turned my volume on.
Of course, right?
It's okay. Do you know what? Do you want to know what the group chat is?
What is it?
It's my sourdough friends.
No,
we talk about petty stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. You have a group?
That was a bread chat. It was bread chat. We're like, look at this bagel. Yeah, it's got a funny name too, but I'll tell you after. We were like, hey, what's going on with the weather? Why is my bread not rising?
A whole nother direction.
It's gone so many It's gone in many directions. Like right now, we're talking about my friend's dog who got out, and now her neighbors think that she's neglecting him. They're like, and she's like, he's a Great Dane. He's 10 years old. He's supposed to be dead 3 years ago. He's very well fed and happy. And
oh my God.
That's what's happening. They're blowing up my chat right now about that.
That is hilarious.
Okay. Here comes the next one. Are you ready? Okay. Oh, God, darn it. Sourdough.
Of course, right?
All right, here we go. Maybe.
I'm coming out, but I don't know by who.
Huh?
I don't know who sings it though. But I'm coming out, but I don't know.
Yeah,
who.
It's Diana Ross. I didn't know that.
Diana Ross.
We should have known, right?
I mean, yeah, but I would have never.
She's super important, and I know her, but yeah, I did not know that was her.
No, that was her style.
Did not know. I didn't know that. I didn't know. I just didn't know. I learned something. I learned something today. I was like, this seems fun. Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Here's the next one.
One.
Oh wait, no, hang on. It's gonna help in a second.
Okay.
Maybe. Oh. It took me forever, but it's gonna. Okay. Fun girl.
Oh. Oh my gosh! Yeah, that's a throwback.
Yeah, it's really old.
Yeah, but
you might not know this one if you didn't have a dad who like worked in a garage or something.
Okay.
That one's Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that one.
That's like a Rock Band game, you know, if you ever had Rock Band, that's the only way. Or Guitar Hero.
Yeah, because I was gonna say it sounded like familiar enough, but I thought it was gonna eventually like it would get to a point where I get it, but I couldn't get it. So
maybe there. Maybe you would have gotten it there.
Oh my gosh.
I sound just like him.
Oh my god, you're hilarious.
It goes singer, podcast star, mother.
All of that.
All of that. All right, here we go.
Oh my gosh. Oops, I did it again.
No.
No. Hit me baby one more time.
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
So fast.
Yes, now that's my era.
We're in the right age group now.
Legit.
All right, so this is the one we're going to top it off with then. And I listened to it in the car on the way here, so here we go.
No, I don't know this one.
Well. Think it's for me.
I don't know this one. No, but yes. I'm like,
let me see you. 1-2 step. That's what it's called. 1-2 step.
No.
5. Sierra.
Oh, yeah. No,
featuring
I
Missy
Elliott.
Oh my god. Whew. Gets me going every time. I'm just ready.
Yeah, I did not. No idea.
Well, now you have a new favorite song. It's going to be a song that plays when you come out on stage the next time.
I know. Hey, it's hitting.
It is. 1-2 step. We used to play it on our way. Like, I played club volleyball. We used to play it, like, as our pump-up song in volleyball.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, it's a good one. Because there's another one by Sierra that I listen to that hypes me up, too, called Level Up.
Level Up. This is old, though. This is, like, 1-2 step is like, gosh, 2003, something like that.
Oh wow! Well then, yeah. Well, that's
been around.
I would have graduated by then.
Yeah, she's been around for a while.
Yeah, wow, that surprises me. She looks great.
Her and Diana Ross, they're just
legit, and she looks great.
She really does. I mean, yeah, she's wearing a velour tracksuit in this. On this album cover, so.
Oh, wow.
Definitely 2003.
Definitely 2003.
Definitely.
For sure.
Oh, wow, that was fun. All right, Well, I am so happy that you could come on. I'm so happy that we got to chat. Oh, God, let me turn this volume off.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Can't wait to see your bagels. Okay.
Legit.
make sure if you guys are listening right now that you're also following on the Instagram and the Facebook page at the Tipsy Teacher, or on Instagram it's at the Tipsy Teach, as I explained before. Somebody else is the Tipsy Teacher on Instagram, I guess. But also if you're on Facebook, make sure you're joining the Teachers That Wine Facebook group. If you need help finding it, just DM me at the Tipsy Teacher and I'll send you the link. Basically, it's a Facebook page that Kenny and I made for the wine so that we aren't fatigued by all of these decisions we have to make. And it's been really fun to like spout these ideas off to you guys and then have you guys vote. There's also chances to win free wine if you're participating in the voting. We did get new labels. These are not even the most updated labels. We have labels that came out after this that you guys actually got to pick. You picked this one, the new version, so it's not this anymore. So you'll see whenever we get all of that updated. The website's ready, though, so if you want to take a little sneak peek, it's teacherwines.com. We have our 5 flavors still. If you made it this far, you deserve your code, which is TipsyPod. So when you go to teacherwines.com and check out, you use the code TipsyPod to get a discount on your next order. We are always looking for teachers to fund. So if you are a teacher in the Maryland area, well, not really, just in Maryland, and you're in need, reach out to me. I would love to fund your classroom, private school, public school, high school, middle school, elementary school, preschool. Don't care. Just trying to get some money in the hands of teachers so they can get stuff they need for their classrooms without having to jump through all the hoops that we always have to jump through. But yeah, just recommending this podcast to your teacher friends, sharing it on social media so we can get out there, leaving a review if you can. And yeah, just hanging out with us still. You guys are really making this fun. So I appreciate having the small but very, very supportive fan base that we have. And Leslie, I'm so happy you could come on. This was really, yeah, really fun.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yay. Good. And yeah, I mean, until next time. Bye, guys.